It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Gene Noem from Ames, Iowa. He is a former board member on the National Pork Board, the Pork Checkoff. First of all, Gene, we want to talk about a tool that has been developed and is being used by pork producers. It's called AgView. What is it? Why is it important to the industry right now?
Yeah, AgView started out maybe even 15 or 20 years ago at Texas Tech, and it was really trying to design something for much bigger. We're going to look at certificates of veterinary inspection, health papers to go across state lines, and a lot of things like that. Since then, especially in the last 5 years, the Pork Board has supported the program and developed it very specifically for the two needs, such as U.S. SHIP and traceability needs for state animal health officials. Today, we're thinking about how can that platform of traceability link into all of the other software things you're seeing up and down the aisles here at the Expo. So we might have a herd recording system that knows what the pig production is, and then also the nursery system, what the pig production is. But if you flow information from those kind of software products into AgView, we can link the farms epidemiologically and make sure that we've got a good traceability program for discovering what the information we need to know where disease might be.
Sure. Okay. Now, you've dropped a term a couple of times here called U.S. SHIP. Maybe we should make sure that folks know what that is and how it all plays into traceability.
Yep. U.S. SHIP. It's the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Program, modeled after the National Poultry Improvement Program, NPIP. Your listeners being in the bird business would know about NPIP. NPIP has been a system that's been connected with the USDA since 1930, and it really has dealt with endemic diseases in poultry, where you have surveillance and traceability, and it's a platform that the vast majority of producers use if you got any volume. Probably not backyard chickens. However, a couple of folks at Iowa State really studied that program, funded by the National Pork Board, and came back with a proposal that is now also in front of the USDA, just like the mandatory traceability request, in front of the USDA saying, here's a program that we can use to make sure we maintain continuity of business for the people that the USDA is looking after, America's farmers. And that has several components, and there's two steps. One, go in, open up an account with U.S. SHIP, demonstrate that you can provide 30 days worth of movement, demonstrate that you have premise ID and people to contact. The next stage, which is being developed now, the criteria, is enrollment. And enrollment then starts to involve that monitoring. And when you've got a program like that, you need to have a central repository for data that is consistent, because it creates consistency and currency. It's really current. Creates confidence for us to continue business with our trading partners and domestically as well.
And then I wanted to bring up a point too. You've mentioned a couple of times the fact that this is, it sounds like this tool is being developed if there was an outbreak. That's one thing. But to maintain or to understand what's going on now, the status of real-time information, that's going to be a benefit of having this put together too, right?
Great question, because you're leading me to a point that other producers and swine veterinarians and others affiliated with swine disease here are thinking about, man, if this is something we can use for a foreign animal disease, can we actually use this platform, this combination of knowing the status and a central repository of data to eliminate some of the endemic diseases we have, PRRS, PED, mycoplasma? Because if we know the status and we know where it is, and we have a regional group of producers that are saying, hey, let's help our industry address these chronic and endemic problems, then we've got the inertia and the platform to be able to think about, all right, let's eliminate the disease. We've done this before. In the late 50s, early 60s, we eliminated hog cholera from the U.S. by looking at traceability. There wasn't sophisticated tools at that time. In the 90s, we eliminated pseudorabies, looking at traceability and putting controls about where you could move animals. I think that's a next stage thought about now by the leaders of the industry, not really being put together yet.
That's Gene Noem, former board member of the National Pork Board. He is from Ames, Iowa, and an opportunity to catch up with him at the recent World Pork Expo in Des Moines. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check them out online as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.